is there any objection to having there are two other people on stack if they can speak for 2 minutes each? Is there any objection to that? No objection.
No.
Go ahead. Bob, who's next?
Lisa.
Hello?
Bob Letter?
Lisa.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Thank you. I just want to say, Lonnie, I thank you for your report as well, and I just want to echo that I think that the idea of a national award ceremony, I just think that's an excellent idea. I see it as a great potential for fundraising, also publicity, and also I think what it can do for journalism in terms of progressive, hard-hitting journalism that challenges things. I just think it's a wonderful idea. And also I just wanted to just throw this out. I think that there's a lot of untapped potential in terms of using the Internet and the radio stations with generating revenues and Internet marketing. And sometimes we might have to, I know this is not talking about the work of the tech committee or anything like that, but I think sometimes it might be worth it to also just investigate and research marketing strategies via the Internet, because I think there's quite a bit of untapped potential there for revenues as well.
I agree.
Who's next?
I was next, but I'll pass. We can move on.
Okay, so that's the end of the list. So we move on to the next item. That's the Coordinating Committee report. Coordinating Committee. Wendy is the chair of the committee. Wendy, go ahead.
Hello. Hi. I appreciate being reminded that the Coordinating Committee did have a motion to present tonight. Besides just, that we had come up with a preliminary agenda and asked the ED to present it to the board, which he did, but the Coordinating Committee, I was doing something else and now I'm off of that page. Hold on just a second. Well, part of our agenda was going to be a discussion with the staff on how who we are as a network and what we're going to do with national versus local programming. God, I'm so still not finding my thing. And so we were asking that the program directors be brought to the national board meeting in L.A., and we're asking the board to approve that expenditure. So the motion is for the PNB to approve the expenditure for the program directors to be brought to the national meeting in Los Angeles. My computer is completely wigging out.
I think people got that.
If anybody else from the committee wants to provide that language while I look for it.
Is that the motion, Wendy?
That's the motion.
I'll second the motion.
This is Leah.
Who's this?
Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes. Who was involved the last time when we had the program directors? Wasn't that the program directors, the D.C.
Bureau chief? Yes.
And I thought that was included in this.
Yes. That was included
correct?
In it. That's correct. Okay.
Well, I mean, fine. I mean, the operations committee usually comes to the meetings, and is it still intended that they have a meeting on the day before the PNB meets anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, the motion that I had was that the program directors be brought to L.A. specifically, but, I mean, if they're already there, then maybe it would be that we have them stay.
They're not there unless you specifically invite them, because they're not traditionally at every meeting.
So is it your understanding, Greg, that we're inviting the entire operations collective?
Well, basically, I mean, if you need the names, it would be normally you would have the general managers of the station and most of the national staff, not finance staff, but that would be technology, affiliates, the archives, that group. So to invite the program directors and the D.C. bureau chief is an additional five people, and there's a cost to that. And we did it in April and at the request of the board, and we can do it again. But we don't want to expend the money unless the board is making that decision.
All right, let me just read that.
There's a financial impact to every one of these decisions.
Right, and I now the thing has come up on my computer, and so it's the item entitled Board Staff Discussion. The committee recommends that the Friday afternoon session be devoted to a board staff discussion of who we are as a network, the relationship between local and national programming, and then there was a time recommendation, and we're asking that the Operations Collective be with us for that discussion.
Exactly.
This is LaVarne.
One more thing I want to clarify here. Operations Collective has Washington Bureau Chief as well?
Yes, that's true, and the program directors.
Thank you. That's good. Thank you. That's all I want to know.
This is LaVarne.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
Thank you. Yeah, the Finance Committee also had some motion, and it was that we wanted to have a meeting where the Finance Committee would also meet with Operations at the in-person PNB meeting.
That will be different. That will come under when your finance committee's report. At that time, you will be able to introduce that.
Excuse me. May I follow up? The reason I am telling you this at this time is that since there are a number of motions to ask that there be a meeting, perhaps we can have something that we would have that we would kind of schedule the meetings to meet together. I mean, it would be consecutive meetings, so it wouldn't be separate meetings. We were talking about the same people meeting together. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
No, this is a different meeting. This meeting is for the whole board. This is the whole board.
We're saying that we're also okay. Go ahead, Lonnie, please.
Well, I wasn't at the coordinating committee where the motion went through, so I may not know the details. But I think that we're pushing this. It's expensive. It costs us $1,000 a person to add people, and this the board meetings are becoming huge. I could not support it at this time. I think that we'd have to be clear about the purpose, because sometimes what you have is four or five people who come, and they may participate in a discussion for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Then the whole weekend, they're really not on any agenda. And that doesn't seem efficient.
Okay.
Unless there's an action item.
Sir, can I respond?
Go ahead, Wendy.
I'd like to be on the stack, too, to clarify something.
Just a second. Hold it for everybody.
Sorry.
Bob Letter, would you please make a list here?
Yeah, I have. Let me finish the statement. My view is that
make
we should
not.
My view, we shouldn't do it. Unless there's a specific action item that input is needed for it, and will be before the board. The second point I would make is that no motion should be passed by the board, as we have agreed, without a financial impact statement. Because once we hear all of the people that are planning to come to the board, only then do we know the full impact. As I've said before, the national office is short $84,000. The board is short $84,000. That doesn't go away. Raising the funds will be an issue. So I would not support it at this time. Because I'm not clear at all that it can be afforded, especially if it may happen again in September.
Mr. Timekeeper, could we set a little time limit on it, maybe a minute and a half for each person to speak?
You got it.
Who's next on the list?
Well, I'd like to respond to Lonnie.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say, Lonnie, that one of the things that we've discussed in trying to plan this agenda, it's awesome that now that thing is assigned to me, that noise, that we really need to keep in mind that we're a radio network, that we need to talk about radio, and one of the most important things we think we need to deal with is who we are as a network, the relationship between local and national programming. And we really can't do that without our stakeholder staff people there to provide input and to also get on the same page as the board. We can't really have this discussion without having those people there who have to implement it, and we really value their input. So I don't think that we're suggesting that we pay hotel rooms for these people for the entire meeting. I think it would be substantially less than $1,000 if we're talking about one day or two and an airfare. I think it's half of that. We only are asking about Friday afternoon, but we never were asked to approve that the operations collective would meet on the Thursday before. That was never part of the board's purview. That was something that, you know, was just, this is a good idea, and it was just done. The board weren't involved in that. So I guess I have a question. If the board doesn't approve this expenditure right now, would the operations collective not come to LA to meet on Thursday?
Well, were you asking me, Wendy?
I'm asking you and Greg, I guess.
Well, one way that we have tried to deal with it is have a conference call so that program directors could participate directly in some of the discussions. That way it saves the 3-4 hour conference calls a lot cheaper than the airplane and the hotel. And that way we would get the initial discussion part done. And then when it was time to come up with real plans, say at the September board, then I think it would be appropriate where there's an action item before the board around the programming issues. That's where the budget gets done. That would be, the two would go together nicely. Anyway, that's my view.
Can I get a chance to speak?
I'm also asking the AD because this is still, as much as we can all just say it's just about the money, it's getting together on things is really important. I think we all saw it very valuable in D.C. when you guys all had the discussions about programming.
I'd like to, maybe I can clear this up. I mean, part of what we're talking about is customs. You know, when the national staff and the general managers have been attending the board meetings a day in advance for quite some time, it predates my tenure here. It seems to be a rather traditional item that they meet as a staff the day before the board meets. And something I inherited. And the group of people who come together is the same group that has traditionally come together. Adding the program directors was something that was done for the first time in 2006. And some of you may remember that. And it became a kind of a case-by-case basis. We want to have them come once or perhaps twice a year because we want to discuss programming. And so that decision to be made. So that's how it happened. It's become a custom. It's not something that I understand the board was ever really participating directly in deciding. Maybe it happened 4 years ago, but not during the time I've been here. But keep in mind also that you have to also approve the agenda itself, not just this decision. You have, an entire board agenda to approve and the times that are allocated to different items, so don't lose, sight of that fact that there's other question beyond this one.
Thank you.
Can I be on that?
On the list.
I know I have to be on there sometime.
Bob Lederer.
And Lydia.
Yes.
Also, I'd like to be on stack.
Bob Lederer.
Yes, Thomas.
Are you there?
Stack, and I think I heard Bertold's voice.
Who's on that list? Next.
Thomas and Bertold.
Okay.
Bertold can go before me because he hasn't spoken, but I'd like to follow Bertold.
And Lydia.
Go ahead, Bertold.
Okay, and Lydia can go before me because I've spoken twice, but unless some of us who haven't spoken,
go ahead, Bertold.
I'd like to speak.
Okay, yes. Well, basically, I have two issues I want to address. First of all, is a fundraising idea. I don't understand why we have not acted upon having some kind of dinner and inviting people's $1,000 to play. Raising $1 million like everybody else in the non-profit world does. That's one thing that we have been talking about for the past 5 years. We have not implemented that yet. As a board with the management, national management, we should do that. We should have been doing that. That's one. Two, concerning all this meeting and bringing all those people to LA, it seems to me that we're still at the preliminary stage. There were a few OC people at the meeting in D.C. and they gave us some great ideas. I think we should let this committee still work out some proposal. email it to the board, discuss it, talk about it, and then start having a discussion maybe at a PND meeting. But I think this is a waste of money. We should, there are emails, there are conference calls, we can do all of these things, discuss these ideas. And then, when these ideas are starting to take form, then have an in-person discussion. But, just bringing them to L.A., to discuss, come up with ideas, I think that's not acceptable at this time.
Mary Berg, I'd like to be on the staff.
Text.
Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
A couple of things, because I can't find that agenda on my computer. However, I know that there were some thematic discussions, and I did agree with what another member had said earlier about the thematic discussions. Unless we really have something pressing, unless, for example, the proposed production company concept is being brought to the board for consideration and discussion, which I think would be an important thematic discussion. Other than that, we shouldn't just leave it there hoping that we're going to fill it with something that makes us feel good, in my opinion. So we're always pressed for time, and as happened with this meeting, we're always going to keep saying, let's extend. So that's one. But the other thing is that I do support bringing these folks to the meeting for the very reason that we just heard about what could be a really wonderful and exciting but also complex and, an interesting proposal about a production company. And so I would like to hear firsthand from people individually. Those are the conversations we have in the hallways and for breakfast and for dinner and whatever, and get to know these folks. The other thing is, when we are being faced with these extraordinary financial challenges, I would love to hear some of the individual and regional ideas from our program directors and general managers about how we're going to address things where we are no longer the lone voice in broadcast against the war. Not that I know that's an exaggeration, there were others, but certainly we were at the forefront. And now, of course, it's the general sense against the war. Certainly those pinnacles in world events affect very directly our fundraising capability. I would like to hear some of the creative ideas that they have. I think it's a critical time. We can't just accept for what a couple of people think would help the network. I want to hear it from those that affect the programming the most.
Time and time. The coordinating committee meeting time is off.
Thank you. How many people we have on the stack, Bob?
Two.
I have, two.
I think that's Lydia's phone.
Yes. Pardon? My
phone's acting up, Lydia.
Yeah. Bob? Who's on the stack?
It's Thomas and Mary.
Thomas and Mary, and after that, we'll take a vote. Go ahead, Thomas.
Okay. I would like to say very quickly that, well, first of all, my second shot that Wendy said originally, I don't apply a second to the motion that she fully stated, and I respect her promotion, but I think that bringing program directors to the meeting would be good for the reasons that I outlined in the email to everybody, and that is it would be good if the program directors and the general managers for each station met with us so we could go into detail about better management of the stations individually and what we think about them, and they can talk about those concerns. And some of the matters would be appropriate for the general manager to respond to, but some of the matters along the lines of programming would be good for the program director. But for a general discussion of the national programming policy, what's national and what's not, that's so seminal. I think that it would be better if people had that discussion properly by telephone conference, and if they come up with a plan, they present it to the board. Insofar as there's some sort of production company, I'd like to see a business plan before we actually bring the people to the board meeting start their discussion about what that very similar idea would be. I'd like to have the program directors at the national meeting so that we could talk about the serious management problems we have both with business and the programming throughout all of Pacifica. I think we neglect that.
Mary?
Yes, the idea of having this was because we have never had a policy that we all can relate to, and we have very different ideas about the inherent contradiction. This is built in, that we are a network but also community broadcasting. We have a mandate to take care of community and local issues, and we want to have a network of national presence. We have to achieve a balance of what this is. If we don't have the people who are involved in doing this, in the discussion, this is not a proposal to spend money on national programming. It's a setting of a policy to guide all further sorts of proposals that we have never in this network had. And I think it's crucial that all these people who, as I say, have a part in it, be there. So it's more of an expense. All right, I think it will save us money in the long run because we have endless arguments and discussions because we have not had this discussion. And I think, Thomas, if I understood him right, I think it is seminal, and I think it's crucial that we do this and that we do it now before we go down the road any further. And so I urge you to say that the OC should be there on the Friday afternoon discussion because that is what it was meant to be about.
Thank you very much. On that note, the time has expired, and we take a vote.
Point of order, don't we need a second for the motion?
Go ahead, sure.
It's a committee motion.
It's coming out of the committee, so it doesn't need a second. Yeah.
Oh, I apologize.
No problem. Wendy, what was
the I was just going to say, you know, I apologize for not presenting the entire agenda. I was assuming everybody had read it, and I also couldn't find it at the time when I was called on to speak, but I just brought back forth our main action required money, but we're actually should move to extend time so that we can read the agenda and make sure that this board is, I mean, it's kind of important what we're going
to
do. So,
I move to extend 10 minutes. This is Lydia.
I second it.
All right.
Do we want to vote on that thing?
Any objection to, well, I was thinking just either vote on it and then you can read the agenda or... We have already discussed it. We might as well vote on it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I would like to, if we've extended time, I would like to make a quick comment on why
we haven't extended it yet.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Mary. What's
My understanding is this discussion and this vote that will happen is on that one item only.
That's right.
We're not talking about the whole agenda.
That's right.
We don't need to extend time if we take vote now.
So the time is up for that. Anyway, so after we vote on it, if we people still want to talk about the whole agenda, then we can extend time.
A point of order, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my point of order just refers to an issue Lonnie brought up, where if we bring this group to LA, they should not be unagendized throughout the whole. I mean, if they are there for the Friday discussion, I can vote for this if they were also going to use their time in a valuable way, meeting together and networking together. So I think I'm going to be voting for this with the understanding that this group that is being brought, the OC, will be using their time in a valuable way other than just the Friday meeting.
Thank you. And I want to remind the member of the... That's not the point of order.
Right. Thank you.
So I appreciate it.
Sir, before we
anyway,
vote,
so we can just take a vote on it.
Can I clarify those,
it
sir?
Was.
So go ahead, Wendy.
What we're asking for is from 2 to 5:30 on Friday afternoon for a board discussion with the staff, which would include the program directors, the operations collective. We're not asking necessarily that they stay for the entire meeting and you know... That's our motion, that they be there for Friday, which we assume would, I assume, would include Thursday night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, is there any objection to approving coordinating committee's recommendation to invite
I have a point of information. I need the motion to be read because I thought the motion was different from what Wendy just said.
Read your motion.
Okay, let me go back there. That the committee recommends that the Friday afternoon session be devoted to a board staff discussion of who we are as a network, the relationship between local and national programming, and that the entire operations collective be there for that discussion.
Thanks.
A point of information. Maybe this will work.
Yes, what's the point of information?
My point of information is people are talking about them being there for this specific discussion. But I can't vote for this unless I know whether or not they're also going to have hotel rooms for the whole weekend, or they do not have agendas.
Thank you.
So if someone could clear that up, it would help me vote.
You haven't tried a point of order. Isn't that another motion? We have to vote on the motion before.
Okay.
For your information, that's not another motion. No, I was not making a motion. I was trying to seek
the time is up. Don White. The motion has been read by Wendy Schrell, and whoever wants to vote against it, vote against it, for it. Time is up. And Madam Chair, take a vote.
Point of order.
Yes, Bertold.
Okay. What Don was asking is he was making a point of information to ask if there was any extra force associated with this motion in terms of extra hotel room being reserved for extra people who would come to be at that meeting. And I think that should be cleared before we vote.
Let me add something here. I think our chief financial officer has given the figures, estimated figures, and those are the numbers we'll use.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. I thought that I heard Greg Guma having a point of information to possibly answer Don White's question. Am I correct?
Go ahead, Greg.
All I can add to answer Don's question is that we would, and unless the board objected to this, we would ask them to attend the Thursday meeting with the rest of the operations collective. We're talking about the program directors and the Washington bureau chief, so it would involve them arriving on Wednesday night, having a full day of discussions with all the other members of the staff throughout Thursday, and being with you on Friday, and then they could leave potentially after that on Friday evening. So it would be Wednesday and Thursday night stay. I'm not sure it would be what the point of having all those people remain all weekend. You know, Saturday is really not necessarily the best use of their time.
That's exactly the question,
Madam
and
Chair?
I really appreciate the answer.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sir.
Chair.
Point of information.
JC had a point, too.
Whoever. I can't hear. There's too much noise here.
I don't think it's us, sir. I think it's the service somehow.
What's the total number of people traveling?
The total number of people or just the additional people you're
We're talking about five, aren't we?
That's full additional people.
Five additional people over and above what we would normally have, yes.
Yes.
Four additional people, program directors, and the bureau chief from D.C.
And isn't that right that two of them are within California?
Well, yeah, they'd still have to, the person from Berkeley would have to fly and stay in a hotel.
Okay,
well.
The person in Los Angeles there, they would not have to travel anywhere.
No, that's correct. That's why it's
asking for a number.
Program director.
Okay, that's
bureau
fine.
Chief.
That's okay, 1 through 10.
The vice chair of the committee. Can I just say one
more
thing?
Sure. Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, we as a committee didn't really discuss all these details. We didn't discuss. You know, we're not going to micromanage whether the management wants to bring their staff a day early or I don't even know if we. We didn't talk about whether they would stay after that either. Our motion as a committee is that they be there for Friday. So that's what we're asking the board to approve.
Right.
We don't ask to approve every little expenditure that the national office does.
We're way above our time, and would you, Madam Secretary, would you take the roll call?
Mr. Chair, did you want to ask first if there are any objections? I believe you started to do that.
Is there any objections to approving the coordinating committee's motion?
Yes,
all right.
Okay. What's that?
Yes, there are objections.
There are objections. Go ahead, Mary, take a roll call, please.
Mary Berg says yes. Evelyn Bethune?
Evelyn says yes.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes, yeah, Mr. Glada, Mary. Can't hear your voice.
A.C. Bird? A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Abstain.
Chandra Hauptman?
Yes, very much so.
Thank you. Ray LaForest? I'll come back to you. Ambrose Ling?
This is for Friday?
Yes.
Yes.
Bob Litterer?
Pass.
Margaret Prescott, are you on the call at this point?
God forbid you should help them to know more.
I'm sorry.
Hello? Point of order, Mr. Chair. Please.
Who's that?
Keep the comments to themselves. Thank
please
you.
Please keep
that have nothing to do with what we're talking
thank
about.
You.
No. Thank you.
I asked if Margaret Prescott was on the call.
Please.
Is she on the call? Rip Robbins.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin.
Immigration bill.
No.
Wendy Schrill.
Yes.
Lori Taguma, are you on the call at this point? Lori Taguma? Don White?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Michael Woodson?
I'm sorry, no.
Bertold Reimers? Bertold. I'll come back to you. There are some passes. A.C. Bird?
Same.
Yes, for Bertold.
Bertold, how do you vote?
Yes.
You? Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest. Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Is there anyone whose name I did not call?
Mm.
12 yes. 2 no. 3 abstentions. So it passed.
Sarv, can I read the rest
thank
of the agenda?
I move to extend 10 minutes so we can hear the agenda.
Okay. There is a motion to move extend time for 10 minutes. Is there a second to it? No second. The motion.
Can I second it? I'll second it.
Well, sure you can second it.
A second.
Don't we have to approve the agenda?
Is there an objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Don't you guys want to vote on approving the agenda?
That would be a really good idea.
Is there an
point
objection to extending time for 10 minutes? No, the time is extended 10 minutes.
I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Could we please abide by something a little more strictly in that people either have a minute and a half or 2 minutes? I think that will help to move things and get things
thank
down
you.
A little
thank
bit
you
more.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Michael, could you make it a minute and a half for each?
I thought I was.
Okay, thank you.
Well, with the exception of the reading of the agenda.
Well, the reading
could be
no more than...
however long it takes.
There's no need to read the whole agenda because the agenda was sent to everyone.
Well, sir, that's the point, though. We need to read it so we can approve it. So I'm just going to tell you guys that it's a three-day agenda, so I'm going to go as fast as I can.
Okay.
What the committee, talked a lot about this. We only had one meeting about it, but we talked a lot about it. And so for Friday, There was discussion about whether the board could start at 9. Some people said 10. This latest one says, how about 9 or 9:30? I don't know what our agreement was on that. I don't have the minutes, but we start at 9 or 9:30 to 1 o'clock would be executive session on Friday, July 27th. We were talking about legal or other issues before the foundation, legal and other issues before the foundation that require executive session, the CFO evaluation, and we're assuming that there will still be some more talk about the ED status. From 1 to 2 p.m., there would be a lunch. 2 to 5:30 is the board discussion we were just talking about, who we are as a network, the relationship between local and national programming. We're hoping to break for dinner at 5:30 to 6:30, and then the opening session of the public meeting of the PNB. Welcome and roll call, 10 minutes. Approval of agenda, 10 minutes. 6:50 to 7. Maybe we could talk about how we're going to conduct a meeting, like speaking time, processing procedural motions. We could try and lay out some ground rules for 10 minutes. 7 to 7:10, we would approve the available minutes and then have public comment from 7:10 to 7:40, 30 minutes of public comment, then a little bit of a break for 5 minutes, 7:45 to 8:15. We thought we would have the opening presentation and questions, and what they've been doing is rotating between the different departments of the national staff. So this one would be the opportunity for the affiliates program or the director of the affiliates program to present for 30 minutes from 7:45 to 8:15, and then the meeting would adjourn. On Saturday, July 28th, 9 to 11:15, committee reports, which we thought would be 2 hours and 15 minutes. Since we've done that, several committees have already asked for additional time. I don't have the, you know, that we need to figure out how to divide this up, but lots of committees have been doing lots of important work, and they all want to give their, you know, to give us their action items. I'm giving the preliminary agenda, so that was 9 to 11:15. I think there may have already been a proposed change, but I'm not sure what it is at this very moment. 11:15 to 11:30 break. What always sacrificed is the breaks. We probably will end up with no breaks. And there was talk of having a thematic discussion from 11:30 to 12:30. And the suggested topic was technology and digital distribution. 12:30 to 1:30 lunch. 1:30 to 2:30 on Saturday, we're hoping to have public comment. 2 to 3:30, ADA report and training. Now, we've heard some additional requests for time for ADA report and some questions as to whether training is a part of it or not. That's something that the board needs to figure out. The 3:30 to 5:30 staff reports, we were talking about 2 hours for staff reports, and then committee reports after that. Oh, no, this is part of the staff reports. I'm sorry. Staff reports include finance, Lonnie Hicks, 40 minutes. Technology, John and Pete, 20 minutes. PRA, radio archives, Brian, 20 minutes. Programming, Nathan Moore, 20 minutes. ED, Greg Guma, 20 minutes. That would go from 3:30 to 5:30. Then at 5:30, the PMB would have dinner. Reconvene at 6:30. Station reports, 90 minutes. There's already been talk of subtracting time from those station reports. They were talking about having focus station be KPFK, obviously, because we're there, 45 minutes, and then dividing up the time between the other stations for 45 minutes. And the committee thought that it would, you know, the PNB spends all day in this meeting. We're already at 11 hours if we adjourn at 8. But that was the attempt to adjourn at 8. And, you know, there's since then been some suggestions at not doing that because we don't have enough time. We might have to adjourn at 9. I don't know. Sunday, July 29th, 9 to 10:30 a.m., executive session. I don't see it specified, so I don't remember. Well, I do know that we wanted to finish up the CFO evaluation during that time. Just we wanted to do that the same way we did the ED evaluation in D.C., where we talked about it first on Saturday morning and then came back to it on Sunday. Then after that executive session was over, 10:30 to 11:30, action items. I asked about this in the committee, and it was not left defined, action items. 11:30 to 12, public comment. 12 to 1, lunch. 1 to 1:45, unfinished business, 45 minutes. And then 1:45 to 3, new business. And we're asking everybody that's booking flights on the PNB to leave time so that the meeting can adjourn at 3. Don't, please try, if you possibly can, to not leave the in-person meeting before 3 o'clock. So I think I might have left out a couple things, but I'm open to comments.
Wendy, I have a suggestion to make. I think that this agenda is pretty extensive, and I think maybe coordinating committee is going to meet maybe once a month more, maybe if it's possible, and maybe iron out some of these things, and people can send their suggestions in the meantime and take a one last crack and then bring that as an agenda to the in-person meeting. What do you guys think?
Well, let me just respond. I brought that up at the coordinating committee meeting, and the members of the coordinating committee thought that the PNB could just approve this agenda. Ambrose himself proposed that we allow the ED a certain amount of latitude in some parts of this okay. agenda, and you know that sure. we weren't going to micromanage every little bit of it. And I think that that's been done. And he's okay. come back to us and asked us to clarify some parts of it. But we need to approve, you know, an outline for the agenda so that we can start the meeting. And as you know, I mean, it's pretty ambitious for us to say that we're just going to approve the agenda at the in-person meeting in 10 minutes. But, you know, there is some wiggle room. You know, there's breaks that we don't have to go to the bathroom. And
Wait a minute.
All right. So we're just asking for the board to approve this or, you know, to let's
as
just
a preliminary
use this, yeah, as our preliminary agenda.
Yeah.
And what's the follow-up?
No move.
No, it just...
Well, of course, the board could extend time a bunch of times tonight and not go with this, but we're asking, you know, we did come up with something, and we're asking the board to approve it.
Well, what's going to happen with the ADA report and training?
And this is Lydia.
That's part of it.
Actually, and that's the format. I put it forth, and then we can talk about it, since people moved it.
So what I did at the last meeting, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
God, what is that? We combined the two thematic discussion times.
Right.
The ADA report and training.
Right.
And the committee reports. And said that the executive director could put that together in such a way, because we didn't know how long the training was going to be for the ADA. ADA's report and training is very important.
Yes, it is.
As Dave has said to us before, Jane Jackson held off suing us
mm-hmm.
because we made a commitment to do this report and training. So that's all I'm asking about.
If I could clarify what we talked about at the committee,
and this is Chandra, I would like to be on the.
I was just going to say that what we talked about at the committee was that some of us were under the assumption that training would take a little bit more time, and so we asked the ED to get clarification on what the if there was training, or if 90 minutes would be long enough for any kind of a training, or what the ADA consultant wanted to do at this meeting. And then the board has seen some conversation on that.
This is Chandra. Oh. I'd like to comment on this matter.
The 90 minutes, Wendy, that
time's up.
Allocated. Do we
timekeeper?
Do we still have the 90 minutes in the agenda?
There's still 90 minutes in the agenda. It's up to the board if it wants to increase that time.
I'd like to offer a point of clarification.
There's 90 minutes. Just 1 second. Hold on.
Point of information.
There's a 90 minutes for training for the ADA.
It's my understanding that what the board wants is the ADA reports, and if there was time to do the training in the 90 minutes allotted, then yeah, there would be 90 minutes.
I'd like to speak to this matter.
The coordinating committee did not think that we could do that in 90 minutes, and we asked for clarification from the from the consultant. And
I would like to speak to this matter.
45 minutes.
Could you please mute your telephone? Who is listening to this soap operas back there?
I move to extend by 10 minutes. This is Lydia.
I second that, and I'd like to get on the stack, Don White.
There's a motion to extend time for 10 minutes. Any objection to extending time for 10 minutes on this item? If none, the time is extended for 10 minutes. And Bob Letter, what's your list?
I heard Chandra and Don.
And Lydia.
And Lydia.
Please let me
go ahead, Chandra.
Thomas.
And Thomas.
Okay. The coordinating committee asked the executive director to forward a copy of the agreement that had been signed with the ADA facilitator. And according to that agreement, what was proposed, and there is no formal contract, it was a proposal that was submitted to the interim executive director, Ambrose Lane. The proposal was to train the staff of the Pacifica Foundation. That means the staff of the individual stations, not the Pacifica National Board. So I personally object to having training of the Pacifica National Board because I think that we need to be educated and we need to be made aware about access issues. And I believe that Francie Moeller has a 20-minute video that she wants to present. But what I really think is more important is to have training of the staff. And since the staff are in five different stations in various locations around the country, I think it would be most cost-effective to have a proposal put together of having local trainers in each area to do that training. That would be more cost-effective to the foundation.
I have just a personal privilege. Chandra, wasn't it at the last PNB meeting, in-person meeting, where I think you are the one who suggested that the board needs to be trained and have this training for 1 or 2 hours?
Well, that was before I had seen the agreement that was drafted. And the agreement clearly stipulates that the training is for the staff and not for the board.
But you still feel that the board should know and be sensitive to these things, they should be trained? You still feel
yes, and
way?
I think that could happen to the board by them attending the training at each individual station rather than at an in-person board meeting, because I think it would be more cost-effective to train the staff at the individual stations and invite the LSB from that station to attend that training. And that way, not only the PNB, but all of the LSB members could participate fully in that training. And I think that's the most effective way to go.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. Who is the next on the stack?
Don, then Lydia, then Thomas.
Okay, go ahead, Don.
And I'd like to get on the stack.
And Ed Ambrose.
I'd like to support Chandra's proposal. I mean, the important thing here, I believe, is that this agreement, I agree it wasn't necessarily a contract, but it was kind of an agreement. The important thing is to get the three ADA survey analyses that we don't have yet. And I have heard that there's now a pledge to have the KPFK one on July 5th. I believe that the agreement with Francie Moeller actually has expired. And I think it would be totally appropriate simply to inform her that we have, because the agreement has expired and we are choosing not to renew the agreement, that we're going to handle the trainings in the way in which Chandra has put forward. Be much less expensive to train our staff with local trainers. And here in Los Angeles, we've heard that there are very excellent trainers right on the scene here that could help us. So I believe that that we should not continue this agreement into July for a training of the board through this trainer.
Next one is Lydia.
Yes, nevertheless, I do expect her to comply with what she agreed to, which was to make a presentation to the board, show the 20-minute video, and then I would support Chandra's alternative. But on other aspects of the agenda is that at KPFK, now that the fund drive is ending tomorrow, that we are mode to set things up, including the Saturday night welcome of the PMB to Los Angeles. And we are working around the notion that the meeting will be over by 8, so I would not want us to keep playing around with that time, for one thing, because after 9 it starts getting pretty late. And other than that, I think that what we were thinking was that we would get a preliminary approval of this draft, and that, as usual, both the chair and the ED could continue to tweak it. I mean, we all can communicate if we didn't think of something by email, and in the past we have left the final draft, I believe, at least in recent meetings, up to the ED and the chair.
Lydia, are you on speakerphone?
Next is
Thomas. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I forgot to take off the speaker button.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
Thomas?
Thank you. I have a problem with the proposed agenda. I certainly want to thank the coordinating committee for putting a lot of time into thinking about what we need to talk about. But I noticed on Friday we have about 11 hours of meeting counting at lunchtime. On Saturday it's about the same. On Sunday, we have about 6 hours of meeting. And one thing that I'm really concerned about is in this board meeting, as happened to be the case in our D.C. board meeting and in our Houston board meeting, we're not focusing on the most important problems before the board. We're focusing on some of them and then some other things, and it seems to be rather diffuse. One example is this ADA report. When I think about what Ms. Moeller was supposed to come back to us in light of the threat of a lawsuit, I thought she was supposed to advise us on how to avoid the lawsuit about the impairment of access for those who have a right to access under the Americans with Disabilities Act. I mean, it seems to me that would very well entail something along the line of a capital expenditure. And that would be decided by us. In other words, she would tell us what sort of improvements need to be made at the WPFW office so as to avoid an Americans with Disability lawsuit, Americans with Disability Act lawsuit. But, you know, I'm not sure if we're going to get that. And I don't know what sort of training the WPFW staff or the national staff would need in order for us to make improvements to avoid a lawsuit about impairment of access for those in wheelchairs. And then similarly, I know that we all know about a number of very troubling issues within the organization, and we just don't deal with them. We get distracted with a lot of things. I think our in-person meetings would be better for the bigger controversies and the more important issues, and our telephone meetings would be good if we dealt with things that were less controversial and easy to decide. We don't do that.
Mr. Chair, I would like
who's
to
the
clarify
agenda?
The point about the training.
Who's on the there's noise here. I can't. Please turn to mute or whatever the noise is. Bob Letter, who's next on the... How's the time?
Lisa and then Ambrose.
And then Wendy.
And then Chandra.
2 minutes.
How many minutes?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Go ahead, Lisa.
I would like to say I maybe missed a meeting or whatever like that. I don't recall the board coming with any agreement to not renew Francie Moeller's agreement. I don't recall that happening. But I really think that the issue with the ADA and the issue of people with disabilities and understanding, I really think that does warrant a little bit more attention than just somebody just giving a report. And I think that we should be respectful of what Francine is trying to do, and that we should give her some time to hear her more. I really think that's important, and I don't think one takes away from training for the other. I have just got to say this. I have always been uncomfortable with the way we do something that the in-person meeting is like people just report, you know, they come and they say things, it's like, okay, whatever, and, you know, it's like we're off to the next thing. And I know that we're pressed for time, but I think some things we need to give a little bit more time, and I think that this is one of those issues that we need to, and we need to give her time to talk with, to say what she wants to say. And I think to show that film, I think that's important, I really do. And I would not be for taking away any time from doing that with this issue. We all need to be more aware of the things that are involved. And I know this goes for myself as well. So I would certainly appreciate any training that I could get at the board meeting, at the in-person board meeting on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Ambrose?
By the way, that is time.
I move to extend. I would like to clarify about the training.
Okay,
it's really important.
Time to, please, one at a time. Who's moving to extend time?
Chandra.
How much?
10 minutes.
Okay, there's a move to extend time for 10 minutes. Is there a second?
This is Lydia, I second.
Okay. Any objection to extending time for 10 minutes on this item? If none, it's extended 10 minutes. And Ambrose, you're next.
Well, let Chandra go first.
Okay, Chandra, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate the support of the board on this issue, and I don't want to take away from what Francie has done or what she wants to do for the board. I want to clarify something. What was proposed was sensitivity training. It's something that everybody needs who is aware of this issue, to make people more sensitive to people with disabilities. There is discrimination of people with disabilities at all the stations, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody in particular, but I'm just saying that people are not aware all the time about how they can be insensitive to people with disabilities. And so the purpose of the training is to sensitize people to this issue. And that is what the 20-minute video addresses. It's an educational video. What I was talking about in terms of the in-person training for the staff is more broad-based than what the sensitivity training could encompass at just an in-person board meeting, because in reality, Francie had asked for 2 additional hours to provide the in-person training. The 90-minute presentation that she wants to make is to report out on the stations that she surveyed, the 5 stations and the national office, to answer questions from the board and to present her 20-minute video. To do the in-person training, she wants an additional 2 hours. So what I am suggesting, which is be more cost-effective, is to have the individual sensitivity training at the stations, which is more important because the staff is the people that really need to be trained, and the LSB reps could attend that training at their individual stations. Thank you.
Ambrose?
The most important thing is for this board to understand clearly what the law requires the board to do. That is the training that I'm concerned about. The sensitivity training is a separate piece that doesn't even have to go in here. But every board member ought to know what is required for their station, and they ought to know clearly what the law is and how this corporation has to respond to the law. And that's the thing that Jane threatened us with, because we're acting ignorantly. And I would hope that those of us who are associated with this that have a conflict of interest, you need to be very, very careful.
Thank you very much.
Boy, I agree with that.
So that's Bob Letter. Anybody else on the stack there, or that's it?
That's all
it.
I have.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Wendy.
I was so waiting for just to
go ahead, Wendy. I thought
blurt anything out.
Hey, Wendy, I thought the coordinating committee didn't even need any time.
No, well, I didn't either, but
okay.
I'm so sorry. I asked to be on the stack. Here's what I'm wondering about. The PNB asked for an ADA audit of all of our facilities, and that began to be processed, and we approved an amount of $10,000 for that assessment. And that has been ongoing. There was a time limit on when it should be done, and an expense limit and a time limit. So I'm just kind of curious as to how this all
translates into, now that the time has expired and different parts are, you know, we've heard the contractor or the person doing this job say that she's going to bring in professionals from the area where we're visiting. And so I'm concerned as a board member on if this is an additional expense to Pacifica.
No, it isn't.
So the total amount we're paying is $10,000?
Plus expenses, plus travel expenses.
Well, and I'm concerned that some members of the board are taking a bigger lead that others are not. And so I don't really understand this whole thing, and it seems to be some kind of political thing that is confusing as well. And so is the issue really, can we afford the time to listen, or is the issue really that there's additional money involved? I'd like to know. Actually, I'd like to hear from the ED on this, because you and the CFO, because you guys are the ones who have to pay the bill and deal with all this.
So what's the question, Wendy? What precisely is the question?
Are we paying more than $10,000?
Four?
The answer is yes.
More, well, can sure. You elaborate, please, Lonnie?
Well, the contract was for $10,000, and then we have travel expenses. And travel expenses are at least $5,000 at this point.
No, they're $10,000, Lonnie.
$10,000 on travel at this point?
Yes, there is. I've gotten a report on that. We've paid out $15,000 so far, about $10,000 in travel and lodging, and $5,000 toward the $10,000 on the contract. And so if we fulfill the entire contract, I think the total cost will probably be in the neighborhood of $20,000 or $21,000, something in that neighborhood. And I believe Ambrose is correct that that there's no additional request for payment for the specialist that are to be she's proposing to bring to Los Angeles. And so, but we'd have that $20,000 or $21,000 in expenses to complete this phase of the.
I think it's really important to get these reports, and I appreciate this important work that's being done, but when the board approves a contract for $10,000, it seems a little bit strange that it could be $21,000. It's just one of my preliminary points. And then, but there's also, I don't understand all this political stuff, and so that's my point. That's
point of information.
Thank you. Who is
point of information? Who's the chair of the committee?
What committee?
That we're talking about. Is this the coordinating committee's issue?
Oh, Wendy is chairing it.
No,
all right, thank you. We have 2 minutes.
Vice
all right.
Chair at the
moment. Wendy's acting chair. Okay. So that's it then. What do you like to say? I think that what we should do, there's nothing to really vote on here. What is there to vote?
Well, you should decide.
Well,
if
actually,
you,
she has requested 2 hours for the presentation.
2 additional hours. She's requesting
2 hours.
Please do not.
2 hours
four, five
and 45
people.
Minutes.
2 hours, 45 minutes total?
That's correct.
Okay. The motion, then somebody can make a motion to give two hours and 45 minutes for ADA compliance training and sensitivity training and a report.
That's so move.
Okay.
So, as the chair of the coordinating committee, I do need to ask, where would that come from? The original place for the ADA report and training is Saturday at 2 to 3:30 p.m.
Point of order. Sorry, if it seems like we're holding a committee meeting here, we have issues tonight, and opening this up is not what
thank
we need
you.
To be doing.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
I suggest we refer this back to committee. And come back to the board with a revised
thank
recommendation.
You, thank, you.
Thank you very much.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Wait,
would that be all right if the executive director and the chairman of the board, if they can hash out this thing and present it, it'd be an agenda there for in-person meeting? That's the way we have done in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'd be glad to leave it to you and
and Greg.
Yes,
Greg.
This is that's
point
what
of
I tried to move earlier.
Yeah, So why don't we do that rather than doing it in committee work here?
Okay, yes. Point of information.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to, my point of information, will those of us on the board also be able to submit our feelings about this and our recommended allotment of time for this agenda item? We will have input, and who would that go to?
To coordinating committee. Send it to the ED and the chair.
Yes.
The chair.
Time's up.
The ED and the chair of the board. Right?
Yeah.
This is Wendy. Everybody's very fond of saying, well, let's refer it to these two people, but then they tear apart everything the two people do, so...
It's been time up.
Time.
That's life. Thank you very much. Okay, the time is up, so we move on to the next agenda item.